So, you got a new season of The Mandalorian for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So Mando and Grogu are
Well, didn't the last season end with Grogu leaving with Luke Skywalker?
It did, yeah, but then remember The Mandalorian took over the Boba Fett show for a couple of episodes and they reunited over there?
Right, well wait, if people haven't seen Boba Fett, that's a huge plot point that was resolved in another show.
Yeah, well see, the thing is, we're Disney, so if people don't watch all the shows we put out, that's their problem!
That's a good point. We're Disney, watch everything we make or else.
Yeah.
So what's going on this season?
Well, Mando's gotta take a bath, so that's gonna take up, you know, a good 3 episodes.
What?
It's a very important bath, sir. It's gonna make him a Mandalorian again.
Oh, important baths are tight.
Yeah, so that's like 2 episodes, and then in the 3rd episode, he's gonna tell the other Mandalorians that he did, in fact, take a bath.
Do we really need that many episodes for this?
Well, you know, that's kind of a tenet of this entire show, right?
What is?
Taking minimal plot points and stretching them way out?
That's a good point, but still, a whole episode just to tell them that?
Well, to be fair, though, that episode does follow a couple of minor characters from earlier seasons.
So Mando, like, meets up with them?
No, he's not even a part of it. It's just them.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of think, like, Mando should take a back seat, you know? He did pop over to Boba Fett and take over that show for a couple of episodes. It's only fair.
Maybe we should have the main characters be the main characters in their own shows.
What? Why would we... No, that wouldn't work.
I don't know if people are gonna be cool with that. You know, they clicked on a specific show to watch that specific show, not some weird side quest story. Just a second. Hey, intern?
Yes, sir. Hello, sir.
I need a coffee with cream and sugar, please. I'm having a hard time focusing.
I'll take care of it.
Thanks. Hey.
Oh, hello, fellow intern who also works here. What is going on?
Just preparing some coffee for my producer guy.
Same here. And one day, I dream of becoming a tight producer guy myself.
Okay.
How does your producer guy take his coffee?
Cream and sugar. Sugar and cream.
Oh, I actually put the last cream thingy in here in this coffee that I'm holding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if you want to put some cream in your producer guy's coffee, you'll have to go to the store. That's the only place you can get your hands on some cream.
I will go to the store and retrieve the cream I need for producer guy's coffee.
This is the way.
Actually, no, I think that's a supply closet. I think this is the way.
Right, I don't know why I said that. Stupid!
Oh, my God.
Hello, welcome to the store.
Hello, I require cream to put inside some coffee that I need to give to my producer guy.
Not a lot of customers coming in these parts since the bathroom stopped working.
What?
Tell you what, I would like to strike a deal. I will give you the creamer for free.
What?
If you help me unclog my toilet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all clogged up with turds, and I've been hoping for someone with your skill set to wander in.
I will help unclog your toilet and accept turds as payment.
What?
I will accept cream as payment.
Oh, okay.
Taking him a while.
It is, isn't it?
Here's your coffee, sir.
Thank you. Okay, now that I'm caffeinated, we can keep going. So what happens next?
So what's the deal with your intern?
Don't worry about that. We're never going to see him again. So what else happens this season?
Oh, well, the other Mandalorians like to hang out next to this beach where giant monsters keep attacking them, right?
Weird place to hang out.
And this one guy's kid gets picked up by a flying monster, so they got to plan a really, really slow rescue mission. Really take their time to figure out a strategy.
How do they know the monster hasn't eaten the kid?
Unclear, but that is the case. So that's one episode. We're really filling these up, sir. We will make it to 8.
Amazing. So then Mando and Bo-Katan are gonna head to this planet that's being run by... Jack Black. And Lizzo! Oh, that's gonna be fun. Jack Black and Lizzo. Oh, I love pulling random celebrity names out of the hat. Pull another one.
Okay.
Oh, Christopher Lloyd! He's gonna be there too!
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So anyway, at this point, we're almost done the season, so we should probably kick the plot into high gear.
Right, okay, so what's gonna happen?
Well, somehow, Moff Gideon has returned.
Oh, Star Wars bad guys love somehow returning.
Yeah, and so he hears that the Mandalorians are planning to go back to Mandalore, because they're like, hey, maybe we can live here, maybe it's safe.
None of them had ever ventured over there to check if they could live there again?
Correct, so they all head there, but then they're attacked by frickin' stormtroopers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and Mando gets captured by Moff Gideon.
Oh, man, it's gonna be hard to get out of that situation.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because see, that's gonna happen towards the end of episode 7, and then at the start of 8, Mando's just kind of being led down a hallway by two guys.
Oh, wow. Well, thank God that episode ended. That really helped them out.
It really did. So then Mando and Grogu are gonna stumble upon a room full of Moff Gideon clones, and they destroy them all using a button that destroys them all.
Why would Moff Gideon have that installed?
Unclear. So then they come face to face with Moff Gideon, and he's like, ah, you guys destroyed my Force clones. I had a whole plan and you guys ruined it.
Well, he must be pissed that he didn't track them down before that.
Oh, no, he knew exactly where they were. He was tracking them the whole time.
Well, why didn't he stop them from destroying his clones?
Unclear. But so then he explains what his plan was gonna be.
He does.
Yeah, I kinda hate that whole thing where bad guys explain their entire plan before doing it, so he's gonna do it after it's already failed.
That makes sense.
So then they get into a big old fight and the good guys win because a ship crashes into them.
Oh, my God.
And then finally, there's gonna be this happy ending where Mando and Grogu are living in a little house together.
Oh, that's nice.
And I figure that'd be the perfect moment for Mando to take his helmet off for a little second and be with his son.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
What? Why not?
Well, Pedro Pascal's not coming to set this season.
He isn't?
No, he's off working on this really cool show he booked where he's like a loner taking care of a kid all of a sudden.
That's this show.
Yeah, sometimes.
I just think it would really be the perfect moment to show his face. Is there anything we can do?
Okay, I'll tell you what. No.
Oh.
But look, honestly, this is Star Wars. We don't even need that kind of thing. We've got people hook, line, and sinker forever. I cannot emphasize enough how people will never get disinterested in this kind of thing. Hi everybody, it's Ryan George here. Thank you for watching the pitch meeting. I hope you liked the pitch meeting you watched by me, Ryan George. If you liked it, I hope you did. And then don't forget, you can subscribe. And I should probably start scripting these end things. But I'm not going to.